For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but what? Mighty through God. Notice what he said. Mighty through God to the what? Pulling down a stronghold. You know, I just had this temple all my life. Well, it's time for it to come down. I'm taking this mighty weapon on the inside of me, this Zoe life. And that's a stronghold, you coming down, because you're not going to rule. I got the mind of Christ. So you get out and you quiet yourself, pulling down the strongholds. And what else? Casting down what? Casting down imagination and every, not some, every high thing that exalts itself, what? Against the knowledge of God. Against what? The knowledge of God. You see, that thing come up to tell you, exalt yourself against the knowledge of God, trying to make you say it's all right to do it. But when you know what the word says, say, no, you don't. You shut up. No, you don't. He exalts himself, you know, against the knowledge of God. Just for an example, I don't know, but, and they're not picking on nobody, but the truth, that you know you're supposed to be here tonight, and it rises up against you, against the knowledge. You know that, because the Bible said, do not forsake the assembly of ourselves together as the man of Psalm is. That's what the word said, right? And when that rises up, just using for example, because it's a good one to use, and I hope they'll follow me on live streaming tonight. Amen. I hope you are. And that rise up, exalting itself or speaking against the knowledge of God. And you know you're supposed to be here tonight, and you sitting up at the house, or you'd have made an excuse. That's what these weapons for. Pull that down. So get out of here. Okay. I'm gonna do what I'm supposed to do. Now. I had an active day just like you had one. Suppose I was sitting at the house and didn't even tell you, just like you don't tell me. And you come here expecting me to be up here to preach. I'm at the house. What would you think of me? You wouldn't talk about me so nice like I'm talking about you. I'm talking to encourage you, but you know it too. You know it. Wouldn't you? I done come all the way from the house. He didn't even show up. I wonder how you think I might respond to it. It's supposed to be all right for you just to take off and do what you want to do. Ooh, this is so good. I think I'm gonna preach some more. Close the door, y'all, ushers, and lock them up. We got locks on. Since you didn't bring nobody up with you, I'm going to give you the whole load. You're going to have to. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Where was I while I'm meddling? Where was I? Casting down. Now, notice what it said. Casting down imagination and what? Every high thing that exhorts itself against the knowledge of God. And doing what? Bringing into captivity. What are you doing? I'm capturing that thought. I will not let it reign and rule. I bring it into captivity. And when you capture something, you ever notice when the policeman run into a bad guy and he captured him and handcuffed him, he put him where? In jail behind bars. What? He can't, that what that guy was doing can't do it because he's bound now. So that thought can't rule anymore. I got you captive. Amen. You on lockdown, thought. Hallelujah. So I can think like God think. I got the thoughts of Christ. You are speaking against what God said, so I kept you and cast you down and locked you down so you won't be messing with me. Capture every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now notice the next verse. Having what? In a readiness to what? Revenge all what? All, not listen, oh my goodness. How much disobedience? I mean, see, once you find out, you can grow up, can't you? All disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. See, if you obey, you're revenge, you take revenge on disobedience. Obedience put disobedience out the door. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. How can I do this? 1 John 4:4. And I know, oh my goodness, I don't even know if I can get that one. Let's get it. 1 John 4:4. You of God, little children. You of God, little children. You are of God, little children. And have overcome them. And have overcome them. So don't let them tell you they are bigger than you. Because you have overcome them. You have the Zoe life in you. You have the God kind of life inside of you. You have the nature of God in you. You have the ability of God in you to do it. You have the wisdom of God. You have the knowledge of God. You have the peace of God. You have this Zoe life. And have overcome them. Why? Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. How you do? Because I know greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I know this. So I do this. I have overcome them. Ushers, y'all better come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.